Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the inaugural show of A Word Word with your boy DJ Mike OD. And in the studio, I got a special guest here. Want to introduce yourself?
What up, Declan? DJ Deck, you know what it is.
DJ Deck. Yeah, you're listening in to A Word Word on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Declan, how we doing this early Saturday morning?
You know, feeling good. First O-Word show, you know, showing out. Gotta show love.
It's a special one. It's a special one for sure. And here we are. It's March 16th, the day before St. Paddy's Day. You know, all these Irish folks getting pretty pumped for the big day tomorrow. I know that. Just had my Irish cream from Dunkin' Donuts. No ad, no plug. Just had one. Yeah. So you just heard "Bonzo Goes to Bitburg" by the Ramones. Solid song. I'm pretty sure it's about Ronald Reagan, I think.
Nice.
and so yeah, you just heard that one by the Ramones, and you're about to hear "Boys Don't Cry" by The Cure. Yeah. Enjoy.
Oh,
So that was I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. And before that, you heard Surrender by Cheap Trick and Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. So kind of a similar vibe we got going today. I don't know, sort of 80s, 70s thing. I don't know. That's how I was feeling this morning. That's what I was feeling. So
hey, starting off pretty well.
It's a good way to start the day. That's what I always say. You know,
it doesn't matter. I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
You're right. You know, but that's where we're at, though.
Starting now, that's what you're saying.
Right now, that's what I'm going to say every single Saturday at 7 a.m. on A Word Word with DJ Mike O.D.
Word.
Yeah, you're on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Call in, I guess, if you want to. It's 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. Give us a ring, you know. We're always open to new phone calls if I know how to get the phone call to work. As I said, I'm very new at this. So if I can figure it out, it'll be on air. So just give us a buzz. Yeah. Shout out to all. I think we have, what, like 8 listeners right now?
That's a lot, dude.
That's way more than I thought I was going to have, honestly. But you 8 are cherished, and I want you to know that, so...
Dude, kind of feeling the pressure now. Gotta perform.
You know, gotta come in clutch for those out there listening to us on... Oh, word, word.
Word?
Word, you know? Word. It's the vibe. It actually took me forever to think of that name. I'm not going to lie. I really was, like, struggling. It's kind of embarrassing. I was like, well, what can I name this show? So many people have, like, funny show names on here.
Yeah, and you just blew it with yours. It's just, like, not funny at all.
It's not funny, but it's more indicative of who I am as a person, I think.
Word.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be funny at all. It's, like, very serious. It's a very serious show, actually. You know, I'm trying to get picked up by NPR. NPR, if you're listening out there, I'm trying to get picked up. So,
wow, selling out
already. Yeah, my first show on air. I'm already moving on bigger bed things. But no, not actually though. WMFO is where I'm at right now. This is home, right? We're in Studio A, on Curtis Hall. It's 7:18 in the morning.
Yeah,
you know.
Word.
It's what it is. It's what it is. So I think you don't want to hear us talk. We'll get back to the music. Yeah, we're about to start it up with a little Smith song. Goes by William. It Was Really Nothing. Let me know if you enjoy it.
The rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has dragged you down. This town has dragged you down. No, no. And everybody's got to live their life. And God knows I've got to live mine. God knows I've got to live mighty old river must you keep rolling, flowing into the night. People so busy make me feel dizzy. Taxi light shines so bright, but I don't need no friend. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset,
and they don't need no friends.
Back on here, and that was The Guns of Brixton by The Clash. Before that, you heard Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks, and before that was William It Was Really Nothing by The Smiths. So keeping up with that, that's the 80s, 70s vibe. You know, I think we're about to change it up, but that's where we are right now. Yeah, how you feeling, Declan?
Feeling good, you know?
Feeling tight?
Yeah, feeling tight. Very, very, very tight.
Feeling loose, actually. I'm loosey-goosey right now. I'm feeling loose. It's a good day. It's a good day.
Well, I'm, like, hella tight, so, you know.
Sick. yeah, so we're about to move on to, I think a bit more modern vibe now that we're going for.
That's definitely.
I was kind of done with the 80s, you know? Like, they're always there for us, but, like, you know, we got to move on to bigger and better things sometimes, you know?
I guess. I think you're making a bigger deal of it than
it is. I guess I am.
Yeah.
Word with DJ Mike O'D and DJ Declan Hayes. yeah, and this is 915 WMFO Medford. About to start it up with a little little Dylan Thomas by...
This is a good song. I heard it.
You know, Declan did recommend this one. Never heard it myself, so...
It's a good song.
I'm a bit worried. About to play it over the airwaves.
Nah, it's good.
About to play it to aid my fans, Declan, so it better be, like... Better be tight.
It's pretty tight.
It's pretty... So, what's it? You wanna... What's it called?
This is called Dylan Thomas, and it is by... Do you have it up? I don't have it.
Like the Better Oblivion community. What is it?
It's like a project with I forget who the two people in it, but they're good. I do know that.
The Better Oblivion Community Center, Phoebe Bridgers, Connor Oberst.
Yeah.
I do not know this one at all, but highly recommended by Declan here. You know, and we'll take his word for it. We'll see what happens. So hope he enjoys his Dylan Thomas.
All around him, confetti made
dedicated to all the kids like me. Love you all.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu, Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. The flu sucks, dude. Honestly,
it claims
people. You know, it really gets you.
Doesn't suck quite as much as what was it, like an F5 tornado?
tornadoes do suck. But
dude, you gotta keep an eye out for those.
An EF5 tornado. I feel like we can't joke about that, dude.
Dude, FCC is gonna come down on us.
The FCC is gonna come hard. Yeah. Please don't actually for listening. but. No, yeah, the flu does clean people, man. I honestly don't know how I avoided it. I, like, have to be the least...
Well, you wash your hands.
I do. That's actually why, you know, just right there. This year, like, all my friends have the flu except for me. It's kind of amazing. I'm normally a pretty sickly child, but...
Dude, I know last year at Hamilton, there was, like, a neurovirus going around, which is, like... That's, like, legit, dude. Like,
norovirus doesn't play, you know? That's how Chipotle got hit, you know? Chipotle got that stuff.
don't bring it up in there, though.
Oh, dude, you never mentioned norovirus in Chipotle. Dude, do not walk into Chipotle and just shout norovirus. Because that's how you get caught, you know? That's how you get banned from Chipotle, folks. Speaking from experience here, that's how that happens. But the flu, though, the flu is no joke. That's what the real not killer. I mean, I guess it could be, but it's not. It's rough, though. It's especially on college campuses like we are now. Although it is spring break, that's pretty high. Yo, spring break actually. Shout out spring break. I stayed here actually. I've been done for like 2 days. I stayed here just the radio show. So you're welcome.
Yeah.
It was inaugural. Oh, word. I couldn't miss it. Right. No, couldn't miss it for the world. So. I've kind of been chilling.
Yeah, you'd never miss a O-word.
Never, never would, never will. I couldn't miss it for the world. So I set 5 alarms this morning. I'm not a morning guy. This is just like the only time slot that kind of worked out for me. It was either this or like Tuesday at 2 a.m., which I was like,
Dude, honestly, I'm more likely to be up on Tuesday at 2 a.m. than like now.
You know, you're right. I actually don't remember the last time I was up at 7 on a Saturday, but I could tell you I was probably up at 2 this Tuesday. So, you know, maybe that's on me. That's on me right there. But like, I didn't want to be in like I didn't want to be in here like Tuesday 2 to 3. And no one would come on as a guest because everyone has class Wednesday morning, you know. Maybe I get somebody like some night owls, but I feel like I want a guest, so like at least I have a possibility of like being like, yo, dude, just get up 6:30. You can do that, right? Like,
yeah.
It isn't like the biggest ask in the world. I feel like
word,
you know,
word.
So yeah, you heard Dylan Thomas by the Better Oblivion Community Center. It's a mouthful. Followed by Mr. Rager by Kid Cudi. I'm a big Kid Cudi guy.
Dude, gotta love Kid Cudi.
You can't hate him, you know? Like,
well, like you could, but like...
I can't, so... And you can't either.
We're not allowed to.
No, it's contractually obliged not to hate Kid Cudi. No, it's good stuff. I mean, I have to play clean music, right? It's FCC radio rules. And so it's a bit hard to find some good Cudi songs with no explicit language. So and Mr. Rager though is a all-time classic with no swears, so like I appreciate what he's doing for me, you know, what he's doing for the business. It's really
shout out Cudi
honestly. Shout out Cudi, dude. One day I want to do just talking about non-explicit radio songs, and one day I want to do just a full hour of me playing 808s and Heartbreak, Kanye West. That'd be kind of ill, right?
I guess so.
How is that not say? There's not one swear on this platinum album, my favorite album of all time. You know, he just goes in for an hour. It's kind of heavy, kind of sad for like a 7 a.m. It's a pretty sad record if you don't know it.
Are you allowed to just play an album all the way through?
I don't see why not. Dude, I once tuned in, like shout out to WMFO kids. I once tuned in once, like a Thursday at like 7 p.m. I tuned in, and literally they were just playing. There were some guys talking for a bit, and then it stopped talking, and I was like, oh, some music I'm going to play. They just played a Harry Potter audiobook. It was the weirdest thing.
That's what's up.
That's kind of ill, honestly. Tune in maybe next Saturday. We'll do that, or I'll do that. I don't know if Declan will be here, but...
Yeah, I probably will not.
And you're still on break, though, so you might actually be, but... True. Yeah, so it's... It is what it is. Yeah. So I was Mr. Reed, your Kikuddy, and, you know, it's 7:44 now. You know, once I have a bit more of, like, a bit more of a system on this show, 7:45 will probably be when I do, like, a segment or something. If you want to make up a segment on the fly. You know, what color socks are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing white socks.
That's pretty cool. I'm wearing black socks, so we're pretty boring. Nothing fun in that category. Don't worry. I'll think of something. I gotta do some fun stuff. I was shadowing on the show with a guy when I was like learning to be a radio show, and he every 7:45 he did like, are you wearing sweatpants or real pants or something like that.
I'm wearing sweatpants.
And me too.
Sweatpants are real pants. What?
Nah, he was wearing imaginary pants every day. It was pretty wild. I'd be on here and he'd be like, you wearing sweatpants or real pants? I'd be like, I'm wearing real pants. And he'd be like,
does he have something against sweatpants? Like,
no, he loves sweatpants, I think. He always wears them. But he's like, yo, you wearing real pants? I'm like, I guess so. I'm wearing khakis. And he's like, oh, a word. Then he'd be like, yo, what's happening today? What's so special? You just feeling good? I'm like, they were clean. Like, I don't know. The khakis.
You could have something segment like, yo, what's the word? I don't know
what's the word in the street, kind of?
Yeah. I don't know what you would do with it, but...
Probably nothing good, honestly. Probably nothing good. But what's the word on... Oh, word? We're, actually, I kind of like that. I do kind of like that.
Yeah.
What's the word then, Declan?
I don't know.
You kidding me right now? You don't know?
I just came up with the name, dude.
The word is... St. Paddy's Day tomorrow.
St. Paddy Day.
That's the word.
BC High, Pope Francis. That's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, I'm pretty sure.
Go Eagles. Go Eagles.
6 o'clock. Go Eagles, baby. Go Eagles.
Got a few alumni in the house right here. So.
Yes, sir. Eagles, BC High, till I die. That's our high school, Boston College High School. Shout out Eagles. Shout out Mr. Hayes. Shout out the boys.
Shout out the boys.
Boys, bring the chip back where it belongs.
Back to back, baby. Let's get it.
We won it last year, but I won it this year. Shout out the boys.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Been talking a little while.
It's time to play some music. So up next, one of my favorite new artists. I saw him live. Last summer, last
he like, did not respond
July.
To DMs,
he, I sent him a message over Instagram like, yo, dude, let's link up. He's like our age, right? He's 19, 20, from Norway. This is Boy Pablo, one of my favorite new artists, with Feeling Lonely.
Going mad. No, I'm not. Oh, can't Word to God, let's get it on. Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules.
Hey, thanks, Ghostface, for the station ID there. That's a wild. I don't know how we have Ghostface Killer given the station ID, but it's pretty sweet though.
That's sick.
So yeah, that was our station ID. 915 WMFO, Medford. So yeah, it's been a pretty fun run. Our inaugural show. Yeah, you just heard "Ode to Viceroy" by Mac DeMarco. And before that, do you remember we were
playing? I don't.
I'm pretty sure it was a device right back to Marco.
Boy Pablo,
yes, my favorite. It's Boy Pablo, Feeling Lonely. And so we have time for just one last song. Unfortunately, yeah, I know. I want to vibe with y'all all day, but we can't do that, unfortunately. I think we're going to play some Vampire Weekend. Declan, you want to say a little bit?
My favorite band of all time. Looking forward. New album coming out.
Big concert coming in September. We're going to go.
Dude, we're there. We're there.
We're not there right now, but we will be there in September. It should be fun, honestly. I don't know much about Vampire Weekend, honestly. I know, like, 10 of their songs. You're a big fan.
Huge fan.
I'm a moderate fan. Good band though, it seems, you know.
Like unreal band.
Big fans of Cape Cod, I think. That's all I really know about them.
Only one of them's been there. He's been there like twice. So
what it sounds like, it's big fans of Cape Cod. That's what it sounds like, you know. Cape Cod, Kwasa.
Dude, yeah. The first album they have got a bunch of good old Mass references, so you know. Yep. Gotta show love.
Yep. You got it. I mean, you don't have to. I think they're British, right? I don't really know why they are, but
they're absolutely not British.
They're not. I really could have sworn they were.
They're from New York, dude.
Actually? What? I mean, it doesn't really sound British, do they? I just kind of assumed they were. That kind of hurts, actually. I really would have thought they were British.
They went to Columbia. That was like one of the things when they came out. It's like, it's like these preppy kids from Columbia, but like they're actually tight.
You can't be British and go to Columbia, I guess. You gotta be from New York.
Well, it'd be a very big coincidence if four British guys went to Columbia and then formed like a band. They're from New York, dude. All right, like
from New York. All right. I mean, I'll take your word for it. I don't really know. You're kind of the Vampire Weekend historian over there. But yeah, about time for one last song. But we're going to do November Weekend. So what do you think? Like, what is it, A-Punk? That's kind of short.
How about Holiday?
Holiday?
That's also short. Also a good song. Underappreciated, I feel like.
Holiday off Contra?
Yeah.
All right. So we got time for one last one. This is Holiday, Vampire Weekend. Thank you for tuning in to 915 WMFO Medford. Listening to A Word, Word with DJ Michael D and DJ Declan. Let's get it.
words he couldn't say. What would happen when she turned to see today? Everything is scattered, life is unbecome, all she ever wanted.